Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today via the telephone by Steve Yelton, a professor in the Electrical Engineering Technologies Department at Cincinnati State Technical and Community College. And we're going to talk a little bit about the career today in healthcare technology management. Steve, thank you so much for being with us. Let's talk about this field and the opportunities that are out there and a little bit about this week as we take a look at technology management in the healthcare profession. Thank you so much for your time today and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're talking about, you know, jobs and opportunities and the future, and it looks like this might be an avenue for many young people out there to explore a career and a wide-ranging career at that that has a real strong future. If you would, talk about some of the opportunities that are out there and how technology is ever-changing.
In general, the healthcare technology management field is a career path that where the people normally work in hospitals and they do things like repair medical equipment. They can be anything from a technician to an engineer to a manager. There are hospitals everywhere, so the opportunities are endless. It's a career path that also involves technology, involves healthcare, medicine. So if you're the type of person that is interested in electronics, information technology, but also has that desire to be in a healthcare field, this is a perfect career path. There's a lot of opportunities. There's always going to be hospitals. There's always going to be doctor's offices. There'll be equipment that needs to be repaired and updated. So it's one of these career paths that is not only strong right now, but the growth in the future is projected to be in double digits. So I really see it as a strong opportunity for not only people who are coming out of high school and interested in starting a career, but also the midlife career changer that may be a technical person that's looking for something else, something rewarding and with some stability. In general, I would say that's one of the beauties of the field.
Well, and Steve, you talk about medical equipment, and I would think that people in that profession are kind of behind the scenes and the unsung heroes, because when you go to get treatment or a diagnosis or whatnot, you need to make sure that equipment is working properly, and we have world-class, you know, healthcare professionals, but we also need the latest in technology and technology that we can keep running on a daily basis.
That's exactly right. The people that are doing this work are behind the scenes, but they're involved in every aspect of healthcare. And the nice thing, too, is that these people get to work with some of the latest and greatest technology, some of the fastest computers, the highest resolution monitors for imaging. We get to see things before the general public does. So this person is definitely behind the scenes, but they're the people who make your life a lot better in that. Now, with imaging equipment, we can do things that years ago required invasive surgery. Now it's comfortable, pain and suffering is less. So not only are you working with technology and you're dealing with state-of-the-art technology, but you're also relieving pain and suffering for people, and that's very rewarding.
And as far as education is concerned, I'm guessing there may be a variety of paths, but how do young people kind of start that process, and where do they go to get the training necessary to become, a very important part of the healthcare, facility and, local place? I mean, as far as where do they start that training, how do they get that first step going?
You're right. There is a variety of training, and there's a variety of education. The way most people get involved is starting at the associate degree level or a two-year degree, and then they can move on into a four-year degree or even a master's degree. However, really, you can continue in the field with just the associate degree. And I would recommend that they go to the AAMI website, which is AAMI.org, and there's a student section of that website that not only has a really good assortment of frequently asked questions. There's a section that has colleges and schools around the country listed by state, so they can go into this page and click on their state, and it'll tell them the colleges that are offering programs in their area. And even if the college doesn't offer a specific program that is in healthcare technology management, or sometimes that program's called biomedical equipment technology or clinical engineering technology, there's a varied names around the country. So they could maybe take an electronics program and then go to work in a local facility and get some on-the-job training. There are a lot of biomedical programs around the country that offer this, so AAMI.org would be a great resource. And not only do they talk about colleges, but they also have links to other organizations and other resources where the prospective student could get information and talk to someone who really could direct them on their career path and their specific background. You know, a lot of people have backgrounds that they don't realize could really benefit them in this field. If they're the kind of person who likes fixing things, who maybe worked on cars growing up or things like that, that have really good skills with tools and then really want to advance in technology, electronics, information technology, this is the perfect career path.
Well, Steve, of course, this is Healthcare Technology Management Week, but obviously this is just 1 week out of the year. This is something you promote 52 weeks a year, and something that young people out there, or even, as you say, that career change person, should think about down the line as well. So if you're thinking about it today, maybe you don't act right away, but it might be something to consider, and this is just a nice week to kind of, you know, call attention to this ever-growing field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is the week that we set aside to try and call attention, but the students can get information, or prospective students can get information year-round. These programs start year-round, and depending on if a student needs any kind of remedial work, if they've been out of high school a lot, they just feel like their math skills aren't where they need to be yet, or whatever happens to be, the colleges can accommodate them and get them to the point where they're ready to start with the field, maybe in the fall or winter. So you're exactly right. It's year-round. We're constantly doing it, and I think they could jump into this any time that's convenient for them.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for your time this morning. Are there any final thoughts that you might have, anything that you'd like to wrap up with, anything we may have missed or glossed over as we close out the conversation today?
Well, I do think that we've covered pretty much everything. I just like to reinforce that it is an expanding career path. It's great. It's everywhere from the technician level through engineers, through managers, and everywhere in between. So I think anyone out there may consider this career no matter where they are in their career currently. So, no, I think we covered everything well, and I really appreciate you having me on today.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it. We'd like to throw the offer out to come back and join us and keep us updated, because we want to endorse the future and help young people get those jobs that will help them and help others. And this seems like one of those fields that accomplishes many of those goals.
You're absolutely right. And I would love to come back whenever you like. I'm always available, so I would appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. That's Steve Yelton, professor in the Electrical Engineering Technologies Department at Cincinnati State Technical and Community College. And this is Healthcare Technology Management Week, running from the 17th to the 23rd of May. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country, WCCI.